Despite its monumental size and Washington's courtly pose, Charles Wilson Peel's standing portrait is strongly realistic. The general seems sensible and forthright, even slightly amused, though his attitude communicates his proverbial confidence and stoicism. Unlike many portraits of Washington, Peel's is generally believed to be a good likeness. It was commissioned by the Supreme Executive Council of Pennsylvania in 1779. The British had been expelled from New England, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania, and American victory seemed near at hand. The council was eager to honor Washington and to have a portrait of him to hang in its chambers. After completing this painting for the council, Peel painted numerous versions of it, with different backgrounds depicting the different battle sites. The museum's painting shows the battlefield of Trenton, where, after crossing the Delaware River on Christmas morning, 1776, Washington won his greatest victory. This is the only version in which Washington wears a blue moiré sash and his elegant state sword. Notice the great detail with which Peel has rendered its handle. The sword was kept at Mount Vernon, and the painting descended in the Washington family. For these two reasons, it is believed that this version of the portrait was commissioned by Martha Washington.